Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
712, and you're listening to Petty Officer John Erickson. DJ Johnny, I'm joined with Naval Station Rota's Captain David Baird. Welcome to the studio this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks to you, Johnny. It's good to be here.
Yes.
How's it going?
I'm doing fine. It's a morning show for a person who doesn't do it.
It's all good. Right.
But you're dressed up in your PT gear.
I am. We're getting ready to go do our PRT. That's why I had you queue up a little Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Right. And they don't know you're coming, so hopefully this is the message to them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, wait for me. 08, I'll be there, I promise.
So I haven't actually talked to you, I think, for quite some time. Yeah. How you been?
It's been awesome. October was a busy month, you know. We had a lot going on, lots of visitors at CNO come and visit, Chief of Naval Personnel, and CNIC, Vice Admiral Jackson, and my boss, the Region Commander, Rear Admiral Lindsay. All those visits were fantastic. Team Rota really put on a good show for them all, and they were impressed with what's going on here, and happy to keep supporting us doing our mission. Also had some great opportunities to interact with the community at trick or treat on Halloween as well. Man, that was thousands of people circulating through family housing. Come to get it.
Right. I was actually volunteering at Rawl that day, and I got backed up.
Yeah, I heard the traffic got a little bit bad. We'll have to figure out some way to help that traffic flow a little bit better next time.
Yeah, I live in Puerto. I actually went all the way through the road again, went all the way around just to keep moving instead of sticking there. But
yeah, there
it seemed like it was a good
five
time.
5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 people there. It was incredible. we ran into candy a little bit earlier than I wanted to, but we had a lot of it. I think we gave out something like 2,000 pieces of candy in about 45 minutes. It was pandemonium, but it was really cool.
And that was your first trunk or treat with us. So
it was, yeah.
At the only drive-in theater at a base in Europe.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that drive-in theater, we got some cool events coming there. We'll talk about those here in a few minutes. But a little teaser, December 14th, America's Game, Army versus Navy.
Yes.
9 p.m. at the drive-in. That's going to be fantastic. We'll talk more about that later.
Oh, I didn't. That's exciting.
That's new news. That's breaking news.
That's breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a really good time.
Yeah.
Especially on a Navy base.
I know, right?
And maybe not so much on an Army base for us.
Well, we hope so. We hope that'll be the outcome, but we'll see.
And you're living on base in Rota. How have you liked living in Spain so far?
We love it. My family and I have settled right in, and you know, the people are fantastic. The weather's great. The food is phenomenal. Everything here is just wonderful. So we're pretty happy. We're living our best life here in Rota, right? That's the mission.
It's what, like 320 days of sunshine? You can't really go wrong.
Can't go wrong at all. So no, okay. But and getting to work with our Spanish partners is always special as well.
Right. And so your family, you came here with your family. Who's all part of the family?
So I've got my wife and my two boys. My oldest son's a freshman, and he had a great season on the high school football team. They did a great job. We wish we could have pulled out that last victory in Aviano, but we'll get him next year. And then my younger son's in seventh grade, and he's doing having a great time on the swim team. Just started flag football. That's fun. It's a good life, right?
Yes, it is.
Living our best lives.
And with that, we got Run with the Devil, one of your choices here.
That'll be me at 8 o'clock, right?
That's true. Van Halen on AFN Rota. /722, and that was Billy Joel with We Didn't Start the Fire from 1989. You're listening to Petty Officer John Erickson. DJ Johnny, I'm joined in studio with Captain David Baird.
And I didn't start the fire either, DJ Johnny, I promise.
Well, you wouldn't be able to because we're joined by David Bustamante, our fire inspector.
That's right.
And also Cedric Griffin, our safety director. So I think it'd be a little impossible.
You're right.
These two in here.
So I asked these gentlemen to come join me today just because, you know, this time of year, some things are starting to change, right? We got some different holidays and some things are changing inside. Talking to our public works officer, we're starting to turn the heat on inside. But for those spaces that don't quite have the best heat, or maybe the heat's not on yet, a lot of people start using space heaters. And there's some dangers there. It's a common hazard that we encounter every day. And Cedric, you're here with me to kind of go over some of the safety tips for space heaters. So we can pretty much put those things anywhere, right?
Yes, sir. We can't put them anywhere, but, you know, the biggest concern is that we make sure that we put them inside. We plug them into the wall outlet, okay, not using any extension cords or using any surge protectors.
Yeah, exactly. And because we don't want to create a daisy chain of surge protectors or anything like that. And we want to just make sure that we've got some good space around them, correct? We don't
want to yes, sir. That's another big concern is that we want to have them in a, kind of open area where you don't have any combustible items, like you don't want to have them up under your desk or something like that so you can kick them over.
Right.
You want to have them outside where they can get plenty of ventilation.
Plenty of ventilation, making sure that you're always aware when they're on and you don't leave them turned on when you leave the home or anything like that, right?
Yes, sir. Once again, if you do decide to bring them inside the office, just, the time that you're at your desk, you want to have them on. But once you leave your desk, like with your cat car, you want to cut them off and go about your business. And then you come back in, just turn it back on.
That's something we should look into is CAC-enabled space heaters, right?
Yes, sir.
That would be a key.
Hey, can I get that patent? No.
That's right.
Just all outlets in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. They have those in hotel rooms, kind of, sort of. But anyhow, so we want to just be safe with those space heaters and make sure there's nothing that is not on. Don't prop them up with a stack of papers or something that's just going to start a fire right there. Billy Joel would be unimpressed.
Yes, sir. And then just one other caveat to put out there. I know we have a lot of tenant commands here. So the rule of thumb is that the base CO, he has a instruction, but the tenant commands also have instructions. So you have to follow the most stringent instructions. So if your tenant commands say no, then the answer is no. But if you fall under the base right now, we have the green light on the heaters, so mm-hmm. we can utilize them. I know that was a question that came into the office last week.
Yeah, so I certainly understand that some people work in offices that are either next to a window or something that makes their space just a little bit chillier, and so we need some space heaters. That's fine. Just make sure you're safe with them. That's the most important thing. We don't want to do anything foolish. But we're also coming up on maybe my favorite holiday of the year, which is Thanksgiving, of course. One, because I'm a pretty good eater. I like to eat, and it's a good opportunity. But it's also just a great symbolic meal of giving thanks for everything, all the blessings that we have and all the good fortune that we've encountered over the last year. And one of the most fun things to do is take that frozen turkey and throw it right into a boiling pot of hot oil, right, David?
That's not the case. So deep frying turkey, if you've never had that, is actually pretty delicious. We're actually going to do a little safety demonstration later this afternoon. We'll record it. We'll have it out there. Believe AFN, you guys will put it out there on your website.
Yes,
of course. So, of course, with the internet nowadays, plenty of YouTube videos out there of how to make the most tasty, juicy deep fried turkey out there. There's also a lot of other videos that show you what not to do. I think in general, there's normally around 1,500 to 2,500 fires every year, and it's actually increasing with popular deep fried turkeys as far as having house fires or car fires. A lot of things start with the deep fried turkey. With that, make sure you're not doing it in your garage, in a covered area, definitely not inside the house, not your bathroom, not your living room, those kind of things. So definitely be smart about it.
There's a volume displacement thing that happens when you put the turkey in the pot. So you got to be careful with that. Make sure you're not going to overflow all that oil onto the fire, onto the flame. So I was just kidding, of course. We got to be real careful when we're deep frying turkeys. It is delicious. If you've never had one, talk to someone who knows how to do it before you try it. And then enjoy it. But the holiday season's important, not only is it important, but it's my favorite time of year, Thanksgiving. So we should give thanks, and we don't want to ruin that meal with a crazy fire or anything like that.
So what's your favorite meal?
Favorite meal or favorite portion of the meal?
Portion of the meal, I guess.
It's got to be the stuffing, right? And some people call it dressing. I always call it stuffing. I never put it in the
bird
anymore.
I always call it stuffing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is anymore. But yeah, it's my favorite. I make one with sausage and celery and of course, bread and carrots and fennel. That's my favorite ingredient.
That's a strong spice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be back with everybody. Here's The Who with Bob O'Reilly. 7:42, that was Metallica with Enter Sandman. I am joined with our commanding officer, Captain David Baird, and also religious program specialist, Caitlin Stevens. Also our Blue Jacket of the Year.
That's right.
So congratulations.
Naval Station Rotors Blue Jacket of the Year 2019.
So, thank you.
Yes, congratulations. And we've been talking earlier about, with you, Captain, we were talking about fire safety.
Yeah, we were talking about fire safety and just how to be safe around the holidays, and in particular for Thanksgiving coming up, what a time to be thankful for all the great things that we have. But, you know, there's other part of that word, right? It's give thanks and also giving. It starts off the giving season as we move in towards the rest of the holidays. And there's some great programs all around base and out in town for people to help those in need and help share some of the good fortune that we've had over the last year. And one of those is being organized at our chapel, and it's called Chapel's Little Helpers. So RPSN Stevens, can you tell me a little bit, what is the Chapel's Little Helpers program?
The Chapel's Little Helper program is open up to all E5 and below for all branches, not just Navy. And it's just a way to give back to families that are E5 and below who have children. So the way it works is that people can sign up families anonymously. They're able to sign up themselves. And we take in all their names, all their information, and then we make ornaments or tags that will be put on a Christmas tree at the next, probably right before Thanksgiving. And it'll have the gender and the age of the children and then three toys that they want for Christmas.
So we'll have a tree up at the next. We'll have all these tags with the gender and the age, and then it's up for shoppers to go into the next and find that toy or that product or whatever the child wants. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it really doesn't take much to get involved there, does it? You just got to show up at the next and take a tag off the tree, right, and ornament off the tree.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. And that's, you know, it's a great opportunity to help some of the younger families that maybe need a little bit of help getting through. If you're in a position where you can give, and please do. Please think, be thoughtful and purposeful with your giving this year to help spread the joy of the season. That's important. Simon Stevens, what? Anything else that we need to know about? When is this program going to go till? Do you know?
For registering for families and children, that it goes up until December 6th. And then to actually bring the gifts to the chapel once they've been purchased and bought, that will go up until December 18th.
Okay, so great. So we'll be about a 2-week window there. Not quite, but that we can get all the toys. And should we wrap the toys and that sort of thing before we come in?
Yes, it is preferred that you wrap them, and then we want the tag back with it. That way we know what child to give it to.
Yeah, that would be helpful, so we don't have to unwrap them, but rewrap them, and that would be complicated, wouldn't it? Well, I appreciate you doing all that. I know the logistics for all this is a challenge, but it's a great opportunity to help some families. What else do we want to share for that program? Anything else?
You can expect the tags to be up the week of Thanksgiving for sure.
Okay.
And this does help a lot of families. Last year it helped out 20 different families. We had like over $800 worth of toys. And this is, like I said, it's open to all services, not just Navy, like all tenant commands, everybody.
That's fantastic and a great opportunity to kind of help some of our own as we move into the holiday season. The chapel's got lots of things going on, of course, throughout the holiday season, both for Thanksgiving and then coming up through the rest of the holidays. And you know, it'll be a busy time of year, and we appreciate all the help that the chapel gives to all of us in the community. It's important things for us to think about. We've got some other great things coming up on base for the holiday season. First off, I'm getting ready to go run my PRT, so I got to think through this, got to get my mind right for it. And one of those ways is thinking about the 5K turkey trot that's going to happen on Wednesday, November 27th at noon. A good way to burn off some calories before we have our great Thanksgiving feast. And then, of course, kicking off the holiday season with the Winter Wonderland in the NEX parking lot. That's going to be on December 7th, and it'll kick off at 1600 to 2030. We'll have the great holiday tree lighting with live music from dueling pianos and several other bands, including Dr. Bond's band. Lots of food and beverage booths. We'll have the Polar Express train ride going around a couple of blocks. And then, of course, the guest of honor will have a special visit from Santa, who will be arriving in style as he does every year. That'll be fantastic. But I look forward to that. That's going to be a big event.
And, yes, it will.
Hope to have lots of people there for that.